other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to continue with Cliff, John, Doug, and Mike, at least those calls. Then I need to get into a bunch of important news dealing with the oil, possible evacuations in the Gulf, the economy. Also, an interesting story I saw out Friday, and it's up on Infowars.com, where they admit that Prozac levels going into the Gulf of Mexico, because all the major water supplies end up feeding out through those rivers, is dumping Prozac. Most of it passes through you, and making the shrimp commit suicide, basically. They'll swim right up to birds because it just makes them feel completely confident. That's the same reason in almost every case mass murderers, you know, people who aren't psychopaths, mothers who chop their babies' arms off, mass shooters at schools, they're on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors because it takes all inhibition away. I mean, I've known women in college that were on this stuff, and let me tell you, they were wild. Something was wrong with them. And I'd date them, and then I'd quit dating them because something was wrong with them. I'll just leave it at that. That it makes people very promiscuous, you name it. It just shuts off the thinking process. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to talk about some of this WikiLeaks stuff that's been going on. This is just typical of what they do in the mainstream media is they demonize people who try to get the truth out. Patriots become terrorists. And if you'd allow me, I'd like to relate a personal anecdote along those lines. If you recall, last September 11th, the anniversary last year, they had a false flag event on the Potomac with the Coast Guard. And that incident prompted me to write an email at my company. And it's pretty short, if you allow me to read it. It's entitled Public Service Announcement. It was sent with high importance. It says, today is the 8th anniversary of the day the Bush administration murdered 3,000 people to enable the illegal invasion of the Middle East. This level of treason is unprecedented in the history of this nation. The attacks of September 11th, 2001 were not only a physical attack, they were a psychological attack on the people of this country in order to sway public opinion for an invasion of the Middle East oil fields. Osama bin Laden had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 and publicly stated that fact. The American people have been brainwashed, lied to, deceived, and murdered. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are murderers, traitors, and war criminals. They should be tried, convicted, and publicly executed, hung by their necks until they are dead, which under the military tribunals is the accepted form of punishment for treason.
John, or is this Cliff?
This is Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff, look, I do call for government people to be brought to justice through a legal court, but this is a large platform, and my show is not the place to talk about executing former presidents and vice presidents. And so I appreciate your call. I do agree that 9/11 is a false flag attack. We know the official story is a fraud. We know that Cheney was clearly involved. As for Bush, he's a complete puppet. But in my position, President Bush and Cheney could go to prison tomorrow, and all this evil is going to continue. They are mid-level puppets. Believe me, this is not the place for you to probably come on air. And even I understand you're saying after a court finds him guilty in all of this, I don't want any violence or to talk about any violence against Obama, Bush, or any of these people. We're under extreme scrutiny. But separate from that, I don't believe talk about violence is the way to go. I just want to try to reach out to people and get them to see the larger picture of what's happening, and then we can come together and decide as a society what we're going to do about that. But I appreciate your call. Interesting email you sent around at work. Okay, we'll go to others when we come back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up in about 25 minutes, we've got John Young of Cryptome to give us his inside take on WikiLeaks, the organization itself, and these tens of thousands of documents that are damning to the Afghan war that we're now entering the eighth year of. So that is coming up, and I want to hit some other news before he joins us. So let's go quickly to your calls right now. John in Washington, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I read the New York Times write-up on the WikiLeaks leaks, and it's the headline was the ISI was behind a lot of the attacks and supporting and coordinating the Taliban. And then I watched Fox News this morning, and they were just talking about how big of a security breach it was and how this is going to endanger troops. So I'm
curious. I know where you're going. Notice exactly, I was going to get to that when our guest joins us. So now this bolsters having U.S. troops in Pakistan. They just announced 2 weeks ago that U.S. troops are in Pakistan. Ron Paul and Kucinich last week tried to create a resolution that they want the House to pass. They're now sponsoring it to say this is illegal. I mean, we forget just declaring war. Now Congress isn't even aware of what's going on. And so are you saying that This was given to WikiLeaks by the government, by the Pentagon, as a roundabout way to demonize Pakistan?
Well, that's possible. But what I was thinking is they might have, it might have just been an actual leak, and it actually shows that the whole war is an intelligence operation. It's sort of a, it's sort of just a dog and pony show by the CIA and ISI. I mean, the ISI started the Mujahideen in the 80s.
Well, we already know this. Actually, 1979, Zbigniew Brzezinski in the Carter administration brags he started it, had them attack the Russian-controlled areas, the nations bordering Afghanistan, got the Russian response then to take place. So the U.S. didn't get involved later. The United States, or the people running our country, were involved from the start. Pakistan's been given nukes by our government. And clearly they have been working with the United States, with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Remember the airlift of evil. Guys, search engine, the airlift of evil. MSNBC, Newsweek, Associated Press, Financial Times of London. 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders just turned themselves in during the Afghan war and were flown out to safety in Pakistan to continue the fake war. So, yes, it is staged. And you're saying from the documents, you think that means that this adds validity to it?
Yeah, I think. Well, I think the main thing is to be, once those documents come out, I don't know. Is it? I don't know if WikiLeaks has released them, just gave it to Der Spiegel and the New York Times. But once those documents come out, we should do the best we can to pour through those and get some hardcore evidence of the fraud that this war is.
Well, how do you pour through 92,000 classified documents? Some of them can be extremely long. Portions of them have, as you said, been published now by these papers. And I think WikiLeaks, if they're going to release it, they should release it to the world. And I was trying to look around and found a little bit of it, but not much. And that is a little suspicious. So we'll see what John Young and, of course, Wayne Madsen have to say about this, because they're suspicious of WikiLeaks. I have an open mind on it, but I do think we should look at all the angles on this. What do you think?
I don't know. I saw Julian Assange did a TED talk, and the TED people are just screaming globalists. So I don't know about this Assange. He's sort of got a, you know, the bleached hair, and he's sort of an icon. That could just be him. It could be he's the face of the free internet. I don't know. Who knows? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm analyzing it. I'm looking at it. I'm talking to people from every different angle. I'd like to talk to Julian Assange myself, and he's literally, what, more than 10 times emailed us back and forth and says he'll come on and then doesn't. I mean, how many times is it, Jaron? Okay, 5 times. I just know we've emailed him more than 10. So he's agreed to come on many times, and we want him here. He needs to come on this radio show. Now, his spokesperson, when he was in hiding, Brigitte Jones-Dottier, who's done nothing but good work. I mean, we know she's for real. You know, leading the charge against Goldman Sachs, trying to have an internet free zone where people can go and blog. I know she's a great lady, and I haven't seen anything to be able to say. I know he's a bad guy, but the whole thing is very important, obviously, and we'll continue to analyze it. I appreciate your call, John. Doug in Utah, you're on the air, Doug.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got 3 points to make real quickly. The first one, in answer to your question, why are Beck and Limbaugh now looking beyond the left-right paradigm? It could be that it's just now making a lot more sense to them than it ever did before. This paper, I read it by Codavilla, and it's very articulate and very right on. In fact, I was hoping maybe you would address the last part of his paper, which is, I think, about the 9th or 10th paragraph, up from the bottom, where he says, yet to defend the country class, to break down the ruling class's presumptions, the country class has no choice but to imitate the Democrats, at least in some ways and for a while. And then he gives reasons why. It would really be great to see you analyze his ideas on that. And then the second thing is, I've been trying to call you for some time and can't get through, but at one point, a long time ago, you talked about the Mormons a little bit, and I appreciate how you took a neutral stand, but I just wanted to get it on the record that the Mormons are trying to teach the people that the God of this land is Jesus Christ, Jehovah, and that he has a whole lot to say about the destiny of America in light of these murderous combinations, as he calls them, that we now see all around us, thanks in large part to your efforts. And so we're discussing this on my website, outofthedust.org, and I just wanted to get that in. And then finally, after watching your last interview with Max Kaiser, I was so incensed at the bankers that I went down and made sure I got right in the front row of our town hall meeting with Orrin Hatch. And I confronted him. I prepared what I was going to ask him from the videos of you and Max Kaiser discussing what Max called the banking vermin. And I confronted him, and he wanted to just dance around it. And I called him on it. I says, "You don't get it, sir." And he got really angry, and he vowed to go after the banking vermin. Well, he didn't use those terms. That's Matt's Frank. Or Matt.
Well, listen, I had a jump because I got news I have to get to. But, Doug, I appreciate your points. I don't get into bashing religious groups, whether it's Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, I say Muslims, Jews. I try to just stand up for what's right and speak out against government corruption. And then people can make their own decisions. So many other shows, all they do is infight with each other. All they do is just descend into arguing with each other. And I'm just here to cover what's happening in the world and to try to stop the banks from bankrupting our nation by design, to try to stop World War III with Iran, and to try to get our troops out of these fraudulent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and to try to get a Liberty Bill of Rights culture back. I mean, that's what I stand for, is getting people to realize there's more going on than what the mainstream media tells them and to think for themselves. It's very simple. And I'm trying to avert a violent revolution in this country. But the establishment wants that. And I'm exposing government-sponsored terror. We have caught the criminals that run our government staging terror attacks over and over again. That's one good thing WikiLeaks did. What, last year, they released a 2004, that was the last year that they know it was used, an Army training manual for captains in the U.S. Army who were in special operations, captains and above, how to stage false flag terror attacks. And the Army admitted it was a real document and said they were seeking to criminally charge whoever gave that to them. They never found out who did it. They've criminally charged the Army officer that released the gun camera film, video footage, from the Apaches in 2007 in Baghdad, killing kids and laughing about it, shooting up the Reuters reporter. I don't know. I mean, you weigh this. I don't like just bashing people without proof. And I see a lot of people that I respect saying, you know, they don't trust WikiLeaks. We're going to find out coming up in about 15 minutes. I just think all the evidence is WikiLeaks is good. Now, does that sometimes they may be fed stuff by intelligence agencies that they want out there? I'm sure that's going on. But if you can confirm a document's real, you've got to put it out if it shows wrongdoing. And my gut tells me WikiLeaks is good, but I don't know that. I can't prove that. But we're going to have a discussion about it because it's important. This is the top story out there right now. Let's go ahead and jam in another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My name is Mike. I'm stationed here at Fort Hood. I'm originally from Dallas. What I'm about to tell you might hit home, so I'm sorry to do so. You might already know about it, but if you do, this might verify. I just got back from a tour in Iraq a few months ago, and what I did there was a security escort gunner. And the best way to describe that would be the opening scene of Iron Man, the people taking Tony Stark around. That's what we did. Of course, none of the civilians were near as cool, so it was a little bit difficult. Most of them are doctors of agriculture and doctors of science. We transport them all around. But the most interesting thing, and of course I have stories about that, but for another time, it's a little bit lengthy. But most importantly, one day we had one of our mission briefings in the very early morning. We had two guys come out in green jumpsuits. And they looked like our mechanics jumpsuits, and they were wearing our gear as far as bulletproof vests go and IBAs and IOTVs. And I saw on their patch on their shoulder, they didn't have American flags, but they had Austin SWAT patches.
Hey there? Yeah, from Austin, Texas.
Yes, from Austin, Texas. Now, these are veterans, not veterans of our war, but veterans of Austin, Texas SWAT team. And it turns out what they were doing there was training. to learn how we set up our military police checkpoints and how we do raids on houses.
Stay there. Stay there. This is key info. Stay with us.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I remember 12 years ago when the Delta Force was telling emergency manager Thomas Sanchez they were preparing for gun confiscation and martial law. They were just testing and actually finding out who would work with them and who wouldn't. Then I interviewed the San Antonio police chief. He kicked him out of their town. Then I went to the Travis County SWAT team and warned him, and they laughed at me. And then 6 months later, Lieutenant Beck was his name, called up and apologized. and said, come to my office. Here is Delta Force's card. They were here. Do you know what this is about? And so all over the country since then, they federalized our police. It's part of InfraGuard. It's part of the secret USA. Last week, the Washington Post reported on 854,000 private corporate chiefs with InfraGuard, license to kill. And so you've had a corporate takeover of the government. So they're federalizing the police, but the feds themselves have been taken over. The military's being converted to contractors, and they are training the military on how to set up checkpoints, lock down cities, go door to door and take guns. And now it's admitted in New York and Illinois, the military is going door to door in knock and talk. But Mike, going back to you, how long ago was this in Afghanistan? And specifically, Afghanistan is under martial law. Tell us about the type of military checkpoints you're training them in. And they thought this was normal. I mean, give us any information you got, Mike.
Absolutely. But before I misinterpret, this was actually in Iraq.
Iraq.
Right. And this was I just got back about 6 months ago when I was there for a year. Now, what they were doing is they were seeing how they were doing. We were setting up our checkpoints. And you've got to understand, I'm sure that you do know, but in Iraq, it is complete and total martial law. And it's been going on for so long that the people are completely oblivious that they're even being oppressed. You would drive through one military checkpoint, get your vehicle searched, and before you even leave that checkpoint, 2 kilometers down the road, you can see where the next military checkpoint is going to be. So I don't even understand how they could possibly think that another car could get on the highway from no exit, but there will be another checkpoint just to make sure they did not miss anything. Now, these checkpoints are set up with barricades, and they have a pullover station with it covered in case they really want to deep search these vehicles. They have dogs. Each checkpoint has roughly 12 people, so they make sure to get the vehicles through relatively quickly, but it's still traffic all the time. Now, these people are so used to martial law that when we're driving down the road in our military trucks, and we are about to hit traffic, it's too dangerous for us to stop, so we bump over the median and cross onto oncoming traffic. Now, if that were to happen here, Americans would be freaking out, pulling off the road, calling the police. But over there, they just know to pull over and slow down because it's happening again. It happens all the time.
Now, for those that don't know, well, here's an example. I took my children to Tube and the Comal River, and we were staying by Schlitterbahn and leaving Saturday afternoon. The police were there by the dozens. And they were taking photographs of the people getting off the Tube trucks, because, the truck picks them up at the end of the river, and harassing them and taking photos of everyone. And they had a checkpoint and a cover. And Americans are just being bathed in tyranny. And now they have Marine checkpoints, Army checkpoints against citizens. That's admitted. Did these Austin SWAT team guys understand how they were being acclimated and trained, or did they think it was fun?
I'm going to be honest with you. They thought it was fun. Now, these weren't guys that were fresh out of SWAT school. These were veterans, hardened, that are going to take what they learned here and go back and train the rest of their buddies and the noobs that come in. Now, I mean, there's a lot of theories, and I'm sure there's so many theories about how exactly and why exactly the Iraq war started, because there's so many you can't even list.
The Pentagon admits it's a giant laboratory. One reason is to train a giant cohort of troops to come here for martial law. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right. That's all it is. We've been there, and everyone in my unit, everyone in the Army who's been to Iraq, that's pretty much all you do, is you create martial law, and you're okay with it.
Is anybody seeing through this? Do they know that the bankers have taken over? Do they know they're planning to cut our energy off with the carbon tax?
I'm trying to wake them up. Not many, but enough to start something.
What were these guys' names in the Austin SWAT team?
This was what was weird. They had no name tapes. The only thing on their uniform was Austin SWAT, and they thought it was great that they were out there. In fact, they were passing out patches to us like we enjoyed having them out there.
It's totally illegal. Well, they've expanded Austin SWAT, and the city is completely criminal-run. They just rob everything. The carbon taxes have been passed, and we just live in a hell, because wherever there's money, the parasites are going to be there sucking our blood. I don't even want to go to New Braunfels now. I even got a ticket while I was there. I didn't even recognize my inspection sticker was out. But they were there. The cops were just looking at the public like they were T-bone steaks, man. And don't worry, cops. America's done. It's collapsing. You're going to have your way. Okay? Your children have no future. Good job, guys. You've ruined the country for the bankers. God bless you, Mike. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Live, we're going to John Young of Cryptome.org here in a moment to talk about the aftermath of 92,000 plus documents released over the weekend by WikiLeaks, and he has worked with them some in the past. We're going to him here in just a moment. Wayne Madsen joins us for 30 minutes in the next hour to talk about it as well. Then I got a big news blitz coming up that is key information, so please stay with us for that. Before we go to our guest, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. This is insurance you can eat, stored safely for 10-plus years, only the best ingredients. This is the real deal, 30-plus years in business. They're patriots and have supported the movement. They have a bunch of different food lines, different types of foods, whether they're gourmet or just the raw foods or special diets, all available at eFoodsDirect.com. And in these crazy times, when the government is all over the place gearing up for real martial law, depression, all of it, you need to have high-quality storable food now more than ever. eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And then I also want to tell you about Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. They got a bunch of different units. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle. And it just grabs the condensation out of the air, puts it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you get, stores it in a stainless steel tank on the bottom. The best, cleanest, purest drinking water you can get. I love it. EcolaBlue.com, another way to get off the grid, ecolablue.com. They've got solar panel systems that they can recommend for you to get. Acolablue.com or 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. Acolablue.com. Okay, for those that just joined us, it's the top story all over the news. I'm sure you've seen it, that WikiLeaks has released 92,000 plus documents mainly dealing with the Afghan war and what they say are massacres. And what I noticed immediately is much of what's in these documents, we haven't had time to go through them all. Most of them haven't been released. They've been given to the mainstream media, which makes me question things. I don't know what's really happening here. WikiLeaks released an army document a few years ago where they train captains and above how to stage terror attacks in black ops. They've released a lot of good stuff. But I know that people I respect, like John Young, have had some questions. Madsen goes even further. He's joining us coming up in about 25 minutes to give us his take on what's happening, both with these new documents and what he thinks of WikiLeaks. It's also been pointed out and by callers, and it is in the New York Times today, that these documents point to the Army believing that Pakistan is protecting and working with the Taliban. Well, our own government, I put up the MSNBC article. It's in my film Road to Tyranny. I put out 8 years ago, or 3 or 4 months after 9/11, more than 8 years ago, where they flew 6,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out to safety. It was basically a staged war. And we know the CIA created the Taliban and al-Qaeda. We know the CIA admitted a month ago they created fake bin Laden videos. So I don't know what to think of this, and it'll take a time to really burrow down into it. But joining us is John Young, kind of the proto-WikiLeaks that's been around for more than a decade and was one of the guys that helped found with the Electronic Frontiers Foundation and many other organizations. So we know John's a good guy. And, John, give us your take on this big story.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that we don't know if these files, and they are digital files, these are not documents, these are not paper documents, they're only digital files. We don't know if they're authentic or not. What we have three versions in major newspapers and one version on WikiLeaks, and these are only digital versions. And apparently the files are made in the field on computers and sent in to headquarters. And the problem, and so I'll just say, is first of all, when they say it's the biggest dump of military documents, these are not documents, these are digital files. And the reason I emphasize that is that digital files are notoriously easy to manipulate, forge, change, and doctor. And so, and none of these three newspaper sites or WikiLeaks provides the original files. They only provide doctored and packaged versions. And so WikiLeaks has been known to put up original documents, as does my site. But these are not original documents, and they're only digital files. So that has not been pointed out, how easy it is to manipulate digital files. And many of the world's intelligence services are dumping huge amounts of digital files onto the Internet right now. And so we don't know for sure whether this is a major revelation or not, or WikiLeaks has been snookered, or if these newspapers have been snookered, and it hasn't been talked about, actually. Now, I say this because WikiLeaks in the past has used digital signatures on every one of their documents to prove authentication. This is the first time they've not done that. So none of these files are digitally authenticated by WikiLeaks, and we find that curious. We also find it curious that for the first time, WikiLeaks released documents to the media before they released it to the public. They've never done that before. They've always opposed that approach. So we don't know what this means, actually, whether this is an orchestrated dump of documents, how they were able to get this. These major newspapers are normally extremely skeptical of WikiLeaks to join this campaign. And so there are many answers yet to be answered about whether this is a legitimate release of information or not. So we don't have the original files. We don't know why they cooked up this deal with these major newspapers who typically don't work together like this. And there you have it.
Well, I think you've crystallized it well there. And I had noticed that they'd always had digital signatures before. I had noticed that they'd always given it to the public first. And so a lot of things are changing. And I noticed the last few months, the media normally tries to ignore what WikiLeaks is doing. They've hyped and hyped to pique our interest this data dump that now took place. And we've seen Karl Rove and others famously inject fake documents, say, into George W. Bush's Texas National Air Guard record as a way to try to poison the well to discredit future documents that come out. But we saw them indict the Army officer that gave WikiLeaks the video of the Apaches shooting the kids and the Reuters reporters. So I agree with you that this whole thing needs to be examined, and we don't know what's really happening, but this is unorthodox for WikiLeaks.
It is. And so I'd like to hear Wayne's view on this. He's an expert in this kind of thing. So disinformation is big business right now in digital form because it's so easy to do. And that I'm surprised WikiLeaks didn't account for itself more. And my suspicion is they needed the cover of these major newspapers for this data, that they didn't have the confidence to go out on it on its own as it usually does. So they've somehow managed to induce these major newspapers to play this role. And I'm saying, well, that's rather shrewd. That's pretty good because it's actually not easy to snooker these people. and so... And by the way, one of the things that happens, once you get this kind of coverage in major newspapers, it's very hard to go back and get people to look at the original documents, which are tedious, hard to read, take forever. So the newspaper version starts to prevail, and it gets a life of its own. Now, we know this has happened several times in connection with the Obama administration, where a news report has taken on a life of its own, and it's very hard to correct it. And so we're very surprised that for example, the White House has issued this statement by General Jones. However, DOD has issued no statement, says we're studying the documents. We have no statement to make. So they don't know if they're legitimate or not. Because, of course, one of the things that they've done, they've initiated disinformation campaigns using Cyber World. They have a whole new command to do that. And so they know they're pumping out false information themselves. And so one of the things that's now starting to happen in Cyber World is something called blowback, where your own attacks come back to haunt you. And we know that they've been going after Pakistan with disinformation campaigns. And so we would like to see what they're going to do. Now, notice that Pakistan and Afghanistan are saying, what's going on here? And so they're suspicious that this is an actually orchestrated campaign. I don't want to add fire to the attacks on WikiLeaks. We happen to think that they're doing their best, but we also know that governments are immensely resourceful and using all sorts of outlets to get their message out.
Well, I did notice that the New York Times is able to cherry pick from the 92,000 documents and say, oh, look, there's evidence in these that Pakistan is helping the Taliban right as the news has announced that U.S. forces, special forces, are on the ground. Just a few months ago, the Pentagon lied and said, we have no forces in Pakistan. Now we know they're lying about that if these documents are authentic. And so it's pointing the finger at Pakistan.
Yep, and as you know, that's a long-running campaign right now. Listen, it's all fair. This is what war is about, that you mount these disinformation campaigns as part of your on-the-ground campaigns. And the Internet is a favorite way to do this these days. That's why we've grown a little bit cautious about stuff we receive. There's so much of this phony information going out in digital form.
Well, I mean, here's an example. Here's an example. When I got the MIAC report, from a police officer, and then from another federal officer, I got a Homeland Security report. I called the phone numbers on it, and I did data searches and found out that that was an FBI office I was about to call. I called. The person said, who gave this to you? Let me put you to my superior. And I kind of flummoxed them, and they said, yeah, that's real. You're not supposed to have that. And plus, I'd already seen previous documents they put out that had been released and declassified in decades before, and I knew it was ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. I could even search whole paragraphs and find it in ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center reports. So I went on air and I said it was real, and they later came out and had a congressional investigation. They had a state house investigation and confirmed they were real. But so many documents I get, I just say, delete that out of the inbox. There's no way to find the provenance of that. And again, I don't have a big crew. And I'm pretty much the only person I trust, because my butt's on the line to be able to go forward with stuff. So most stuff I've been sent goes right in the shredder or gets deleted just because, I mean, absolutely. I mean, because most of the stuff I get sent is disinfo.
Yep. Well, your term provenance is a good one because, in many fields, this is crucial to figure out whether something's fraudulent or not, is to have a traceable provenance. And in the digital world, this is extremely difficult to do. But it turns out, Alex, you probably know, and Wayne can talk more about this, there are tactical means to trace a digital document below what most people have access to. There are spores and clues that are left in that, unless it's very thoroughly sanitized by professionals.
And in fact, all computers put secret codes in the text. Printers put secret code in the text, and then every time the computer makers and printer makers get caught, they go, oh, it's an accident. But no, I mean, they've got a data stream in all of this.
Well, here's one of the technical things, and I'm not an expert, is that everything that goes over the Internet, as you know, is broken into packets and then reassembled. An expert can trace those packets backward, because that's how the system is able to reassemble the packets. And it's a well-known spy technique to trace through this packet route, not the entire file, but the packets contain the code for their reassembly at the receiving end. So unless you sanitize it very carefully, if something's going over the Internet, an expert can go right back to the source. Now, that's not well-known because these people capable of doing that want to keep it secret.
Well, the best way to do it is from a computer that you didn't buy from a store, and then to pull up outside of a coffee shop, jack into their network and use something like a Gmail account, because then there's almost no way for them to track it back.
Depends. And I don't want to sound too mysterious here, but I'm saying, well, the technology is pretty far advanced. So a lot of the stuff that we read in the newspaper about capabilities is not all there is to it. Only because the how to do this is so valuable is that it's just not going to come out. And so one of the things that one of our critiques of WikiLeaks is that they're blowing sunshine about the protection they offer their sources. I happen to have looked at their site a lot and watched it over the years, and it's completely leaky. Their site is a consumer-grade snake oil about protection. Julian Assange, who's very skilled at this, probably knows that. The thing is that only a person who's been at this for several years know what's wrong with it. But so I call it a consumer-grade protection. But it's not something that would ever keep an expert from getting into their stuff and tracing it. But experts never tell you what they're doing because that's too valuable to keep it to themselves. And so WikiLeaks, now it's quite possible that WikiLeaks has another site that they handle very sensitive stuff. And this consumer grade is just for consumer stuff. And that, as you know, intelligence agencies have multiple ways they move communication, including all the phony ways. So one of the things I'm intrigued with WikiLeaks is whether they actually think that their site, because they have page after page after page of the ways that they protect people, and that's the usual sign of snake oil, actually. You're over-promising. And I don't know why they're doing that, actually. Because it doesn't make sense to security experts to go on at length this way, but it's a sure sign of deception.
Well, you know, the Army officer that reportedly gave him that video, he didn't get protected too well, but the word is he shot his mouth off.
Well, you often see those stories. It's what I call the lost laptop story. It's called a misleading story about how it happened. And so there are a number of subterfuges out to cover up how people are actually traced. And some of them, you say, my God, how could they have been so stupid? Well, how did someone get drunk in a bar and lose a laptop? And so lost laptops are something of a joke as a reason for orchestrated leaks. So we actually don't know yet. By the way, WikiLeaks is aware of this. They're cautious about whether about the reality of the Bradley Manning ploy. And so that they've never owned up that this is a legitimate story.
Well, we can also get a bird's eye view into what's really happening here. By the way, the media responds, analyzing the way they're putting these reports out, the angles they're going with this story. At your preliminary investigation, at your gut level, from decades of researching this, Mr. Young, what do you think is really going on here?
A willing suspension of disbelief that many of these reporters are not technically adept about what about information security. And they so much want a heroic person like Assange that he's just working them like Madoff does. So there's I call it media entertainment. He's a very entertaining guy.
And now, wait a minute. First you're saying you think they're trying to do a good job and you don't want to bash him, and now you're comparing him to Madoff.
Well, I'm saying is that he's doing a good job of promotion of WikiLeaks. He's media savvy. He's a very photogenic guy. He's a good performer. He's got a site that looks very appealing to someone who's not very technically adept.
All right, well, here's my concern. Here's my concern. I think, and callers have broached this as well, that they're going to use this to, quote, have a gatekeeper and the whole echelon NSA takeover of the web. In fact, they're already actually saying that. That, oh, because this classified stuff keeps getting out on the web, we've got to have everything go through a gatekeeper first. And that's the way that the establishment is going to announce the fact that everything's already going through a gatekeeper.
That certainly seems to be in the works. But having lived for 500 years, there's an answer to that. There's always another answer to that. And so I can say this about WikiLeaks. I think they kicked the ball down the road a little bit further. That I think that they have potentially exposed some communication vulnerabilities that will be closed. On it, and new ones will come along, and there'll be people who come along after WikiLeaks learning from their experience. I'm certainly learning from them.
Stay there. Final segment with John Young of Cryptome.org. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Remember 5 years ago, a couple hundred photos from Abu Ghraib got released. It turned out that Congress was given one day by the Pentagon, I guess because the Pentagon's the boss of Congress, everything's backwards, to look at thousands of videos and photos, and they admitted it showed children being raped, tortured, and a lot of evidence showed that those photos were actually leaked by the government because they knew that more of this stuff was about to come out as a way to whitewash it, and they released some of the more tame abuse that was going on that could kind of be laughed off. I mean, I've seen so many confirmed reports of torture, people being killed, massacres in Afghanistan, and now you see all this stuff coming out. Look,
I don't know the truth about WikiLeaks. And I think they've done a lot of good work. I mean, a lot of the stuff I've seen them put out, I guarantee you the Pentagon's not happy about, and they've confirmed it's real. So I guess this is a hall of mirrors that we're in, but time will tell. John Young from Cryptome, any other points you want to add along this line?
That's about it, Alex.
Overall, I mean, what? Correct me if I'm wrong, but early on you did work with WikiLeaks some, correct?
Yep, for a month.
And then what made you pull out?
Well, is that they said they're going to raise $5 million the first year. And I said, you can only do that by corrupt means or by governments funding you, and I don't want to be part of anything like that. You got to establish credibility first. So they kicked me off the list. And I still think that's what they're up to. I think they're going to monetize this operation and start selling stuff on the black market if they're not already doing it, or selling it to the news media, or selling it to other governments. It's a honeypot. But it's also a potential black market operation. And so I'm just saying that's what it looks like to me from the outside. You go there and you look and you see this, and if you don't suspend disbelief, it stinks.
Well, that's what Madsen says. Of course, he worked with the NSA and others. He's made connections to Soros and others, and he says they want to make Iceland kind of a backwater where they can selectively decide what they want to release, basically like Karl Rove burning the ambassador and the CIA people, that this is a way to fence that information out.
Well, and the issue here comes back to the fact that we don't actually know who they are or how they operate or what the money is or anything else. And so their lack of, and I hate the term transparency because it's terribly abused these days, but we don't actually know what they're up to. So that just looking at what they say, they certainly behave like fraudsters. And so I'll just say, look at the obvious. They're not behaving like trustworthy people. Trustworthy people are not this cautious. They don't exaggerate their accomplishments. They don't lie about who they are and what they're up to. They don't withhold this information. But people are up to no good do exactly that.
And you're saying WikiLeaks has done that? I mean, at the start of the interview, you said that you thought they were trying to do some good things.
Well, I'm saying is that the intent of putting out documents without going through authoritative sources is a noble goal. But the way they're operating makes you wonder, why is this being done?
So you're saying you smell a rat.
Well, I'm saying is the documents are to be trusted. They are not. And this last few months where they shut down the site and gone on a PR campaign and fundraising campaign, all the documents have stopped. And so and now they come out with digital documents, which are typically fraudulent. They still haven't put out reliable documents in 6 months. And I don't know why they've done that.
Well, John Young, I know you've got integrity. I've watched you for more than a decade, and your great work to keep the Internet free and open.
And you too.
Well, thank you, sir. And I appreciate you coming on with these tough questions. We respect your opinion. I'm going to be neutral on this because, I'll be quite frank, I'm in over my head. But we're glad we've got you here to confer with us so we can try to, over time, figure out what's happening. But we really appreciate you and all your work.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Take care.
You bet. We're going to come right back with Wayne Madsen. Hour number three, 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.